currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KFA, PFO, monitoring. KFA, PFO, monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KB8OLE.
KF8VFO, Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KB8OOE.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KB8OLE Mobile. KB8OLE.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KB8OLE.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
You're on your Wyatt, W-A-Y-R-C. I'm not sure who that was, but you really know you. W-A-Y-R-C.
KFA, UBA, listening.
You're connected to CMN Network.
This is KFA, GBB. KFA, UBA, go ahead. Over. Hey, how you doing? I just tinkered with my antenna out here and just making sure I'm still operational. Do you mind throwing out a signal report for me?
Sure. I ain't doing nothing anyways, but just sitting here bored. You sound pretty good. Got a little bit of static in there, but you sound legible and overall pretty good, I would say. Over.
Thank you very much. The name's Andy, and the call sign's Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Bravo Bravo.
Okay, that sounds good there, KFA, GDV. This is Tom at Birch Run. KFA, GBA, God Bless America. Just hanging out here at Birch Run. Got out of work and finally enjoying some nice weather. Over.
Yeah, roger that, Tom. It was a beautiful day here. Aside from the morning, we had some grape-sized hail. I'm out in Byron, a little bit to your south there. But otherwise, a beautiful day and good day for me to be up on the roof tinkering around with my antenna.
Yeah, I copy that. When I put my antenna up, I happened to get lucky. And I put a 30-foot flagpole up, and I put it 2 feet in the ground, and I put river rock and patted it down, and then I put my tube in, put my quick read in there, and then set my sleeve in there for my antenna. And it was nice the day I did that. You know, I picked a nice day that got lucky. And today I put my antenna up. I got a Diamond 50A antenna that I put on the top of it. Another, I think it was 70 that day. Over.
Yeah, very nice, Tom. Yeah, you got a nice clean signal. I'm reading you loud and clear. No static. Sounds nice. I built a Yagi. A six element Yagi, and I'm going to try to do some weak signal work on 2 meters, and I'm trying not to put too many holes in my roof, so I was trying to mount I got a 6 foot Comet vertical that I have been using, and so I tried to kick that off the side of the mast, and I got the Yagi mounted above that, a few feet, about 4 feet above that, and kind of an experiment here. I wasn't sure if it was going to make the whole thing go haywire or not, but seems like it's working so far.
Well, really, you sound great. It might be the static off of the repeater, too, is what I'm thinking. Really, you sound really good. You sound great. Um, And I noticed when you unkey and everything, there's still that little bit of static there. So it's probably coming off the repeater. But overall, you know, I believe you got a nice, strong signal yourself, you know. Sounds good. Sounds pretty good over here. Over.
Well, thank you very much, Tom. Yeah, there's a... I know people mount stuff, you know, multiple antennas on a same mast. But I couldn't find good information on it. I tried to keep it out, you know. Well, it's about 2 feet kicked off to the side of the mast, and I heard it should be below the Yagi. But, yeah, it's all a learning experience for me, sir.
Well, in that case there, this is KF8-UBA. In that case there, what I would do is see what overall the majority say and try it. And then sometimes try a little bit of something yourself, you know, if you can think of an idea of, hey, maybe it just might work this way, you know. And you might find that, you know, maybe for your position and where you're at and everything, different ways can hit it, you know, like when you walk around with your radio with your antenna on it, just your short antenna, how you have to find that good spot. I would do the same thing with those antennas like that, too, and just move them around a little bit and just see where you can find that sweet spot. Over.
That's great advice, Tom. Thank you. Yeah, you're right. Sometimes just a little bit of shift one way or the other really changes how it catches that propagation. So, yeah, I was worried that there'd be some interference, you know, but I've just kind of been going through the repeaters that I usually make contact with, and everything seems to be working good. So next step is to see if that Yagi beam antenna works. Still got to run some feed lines to it, but she's up in the air and seems to be good.
Yeah, like I was told, I had the AI help me with mine, the artificial intelligence, ChatGPT, I think it is, helped me with mine. And I just told him I want to go with a budget-friendly system that works really good. I'm talking to you on a Biofang, one of the cheap 5-watt Biofang radios. With I got an LMR coax, though, some of the best you could get for this, LMR 400. And I spent $100 for 75 feet of it. And believe me, it was well worth it. And I got my system up, I would say my antenna system up for probably about $600, maybe $650 overall. Over.
Yeah, that's good. That's real good. Especially on 5 watts, man. It sounds great. I did the same thing. I spent the extra buck on the LMR 400 because I got a long run down here to my ham shack in the basement from the rooftop and didn't want to have that signal loss. And, yeah, the stuff is stiff, but she does carry a signal real well.
KF8-UVA. Yeah, yeah, but what I would do if I was you, like I say, and you know how the ion sphere, whatever they call that there, that kind of changes from day to day. So, like I say, I would just kind of experiment around a little bit, move them around a little bit. Because, you know, Michigan is a valley, too. We're kind of down in a valley here in Michigan. It seems like it's down lower land. So, you know, sometimes you got to reach for things here a little harder. Over.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I've noticed that I just have more reach in certain directions. You know, out here in Byron, I can reach a lot farther going up towards Saginaw. That's, you know, up 50-plus miles sometimes. And I can't go 50 miles in every direction, though. So definitely a lay of the land thing, I'm pretty sure. KF8-GBB.
Yeah. Well, you know, going north, of course, it's less cluttered. It's less you know, airplane traffic, less, you know, it just gets a little thinner as you go up north, it seems like. I hit Saginaw repeater, not too bad, but I don't think it's that high up in the air. But Guilford, I can hit both their repeaters pretty good, and they seem to get around a little bit. I talked to a guy out of Wisconsin the other day, a guy named Terry out of Wisconsin the other day, and I was really surprised. I hear a lot of people from Wisconsin. Over.
Oh, that's good. That's real good. I've hit that Guilford repeater as well. I think that was one of my longest repeater contacts. But that's nice here in Wisconsin, or off a network, repeater network, I presume. Over.
Yeah, Guilford's out of Bay City. They got two of them. I'm talking to you on 310 right now. They got 310 and 320. 144, 310 and 320. And I'm talking to you on the Guilford repeater right now. Let's see. I believe it was Millington is the one where I've been getting a lot of the Wisconsin ham radio operators. Over.
Okay, okay. I'm gonna have to look that one up on the repeater book and see if I can hit that one as well. Yeah, it's fun stuff. I've only been in it for about 2 months, but sure, I'm having a good time, Tom. Nice chatting with you too.
Well, listen here, fella. I've only had my license since March 11th, and I'm having a blast with it, KFA-GVA, having a blast with it, and I even heard on one of the net meetings that they needed help at the MS Walk with ham radio operators in Frankenmuth. I think it was not this last Saturday, maybe the Saturday before. I went and helped out. I volunteered and helped out. It was about 3 hours. You got to use your radio, got to learn a lot, and have a whole lot of fun and help some people. Over.
Yeah, that's great. That's great stuff, Tom. You know, looking at our call signs here, we got KF8GBB and KF8GBA. I'm wondering, we might be ham radio brothers. You might have got your call sign immediately before me, because I am pretty sure they go in alphabetical order in that way. So there's a good chance, because March 11th is probably about when I got mine as well. Over.
Wow. Good observation. Good observation. Yeah, I'll have to give it to you. Good observation. I think you're right on that. That's funny. That's pretty funny, you know. Well, there you go. You know, life is funny at some times. So, hey, I tell you what. But what I've done is I've also met the Saginaw Ham Radio Club. And I'm going to go join up with them on June 1st at, it's the first Friday in June at Harry Brown Airport. They have a meeting. And what I would do if I was you is kind of maybe do the same thing. See if you can find a club in your area and go join up with them and stuff. You ain't in Macomb County by any chance, are you?
No, sir. I'm in Byron, so let's see. Maybe Howell, a little bit east of Lansing. Kind of near the, close to 96, down that way.
NNN.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to, this is NNN, and I've been around here for way, way too long, since the early 90s. One of the things you might want to keep in mind, when you're on the air calling back and forth, you're supposed to, at the start and the end of your whole discussion, ID And in the process, you're supposed to do it about 10 minutes apart. Every 10 minutes or so, you give your ID. It just makes it work better. It's not a, you know, nobody's going to shoot at you if you don't, but it just makes it sound better. And it ends in, back to you two. Go ahead.
Yeah, roger that. This is KF8GDD. Speaking with KF8GDA, and yeah, nice to make your acquaintance there, N8NTN. I believe I got that right. Over.
Yeah, N8NTN, the handle's Doug.
Well, nice to meet you, Doug. I'm going to go ahead and sign off here. I'll pass it over to Tom. He's still on there, but great speaking with you guys. 73s. Have a good night, fellas. KF8GBB out.
All righty. Back at you there, KF8GBB. And this is KF8GBA out and clear.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.